If this homily is half as good as that responsorial psalm, it's going to be amazing. Everett, Brianna, thank you. That was straight fire. Which is what I'm preaching about, is fire, okay? So buckle up. How many of you love fire? How many of you have like an inordinate love for fire? A few? Hopefully more of you after this, because fire, my friends, seems to be woven into the Christian mindset. St. Catherine of Siena, if you are who you are called to be, the whole world will be set ablaze. St. Augustine, one loving spirit sets another on fire. St. John of the Cross, his capstone work is a book that he entitles The Living Flame of Love. St. Ignatius of Loyola, whose name, by the way, means fiery one. Ignatius, that's where we get the word ignite. St. Ignatius says, go forth and set the world on fire. Except he wrote it in Latin. And so the Latin is ite inflammate omnia. Ite inflammate omnia. So it really means go, ite, inflammate, inflame, omnia, everything. Go, inflame, everything. All right, so maybe you're like, okay, well, these saints are weird. All right, fair enough. Maybe they're pyros. Except in the scriptures, Hebrews 12, our God is a consuming fire. And maybe you're like, yeah, but that's not one of the gospels. Oh, okay, well, let's keep working back. We'll go to the Acts of the Apostles. The Holy Spirit descends in the form of tongues of fire, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, good. Fire, right? By the way, the Holy Spirit descends, coming down in tongues of. Do you see what that is? There's our little nod to the Holy Ghost, right? To have fire that descends from heaven, right? And you're like, okay, well, that's the Holy Spirit. That's kind of weird, right? Except Jesus, Luke 12, 49, he says, I came to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it was already blazing. This is woven in to who we are and to our Lord. There's something about the fire of Jesus, the fire of faith, that is meant to catch our hearts on fire. And so, the second reading tonight, straight fire from St. Paul. I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Preaching tonight entirely about this reading. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1, 6 through 8 is the start. St. Paul says to Timothy, to a man who didn't know Jesus personally, like the apostles. St. Paul, who didn't know Jesus personally, like the apostles. St. Paul, whose heart caught fire with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then who passed that on. St. Timothy, who receives that gift through the imposition of St. Paul's hands. He says, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have. Reminder. That word is key. Because the evil one, he works constantly to make us spiritually amnesic. To forget who God is, to forget what God has done for us, to forget the gift that the Lord has given to us in the Holy Spirit, and then consequently to forget who we are in relationship to that living fire of God. And so we need to be reminded, literally brought to mind again, St. Paul, right? Because there's all sorts of things that can happen in life that cause us to forget. And so we have to hear it again. We have to be reminded. We're brought back to our right thinking when we remember that God loves us, that he is on our side, that the fire of his love rages for each one of us. It goes back a couple weeks to the love of God who goes and leaves the 99 to search out the one who's gone astray. This passionate love that will not rest until you and I become the people we're called to be. And becoming the people we're called to be is to be set ablaze with the same love that burns in the heart of our Lord. The same love that burns in the heart of our Blessed Mother. The same love that burns in the hearts of the saints. That love is meant to burn in our hearts. And the Lord will not rest until that happens. So St. Paul reminds Timothy. He says, I remind you, stir into flame the gift of God that you have. We have to stir this gift up. It's not a gift that is kept in the back of our lives. It's not something that's compartmentalized and sealed off from the rest of our everyday existence. But rather, it is the fire that burns that makes everything else matter. It's the fire that burns through the things that don't matter and destroys them. It's the fire that purifies the things that really do matter and makes them better, stronger, deeper, more powerful in our lives. That's the fire of the Lord's love. It only destroys what is not of him. It only destroys what keeps us from being who we really are. It's a fire that, once it begins to infect us and affect us, will keep burning until we cannot keep it to ourselves. But friends, for that to happen, we have to stir it up. We have to stir it up. We have to be active. That's why your choice to come to Mass tonight is so important. This is a crucial time in your life. You choose. Nobody dragged you here unless one of your friends got extra aggressive in their evangelization efforts. You chose to come. That's good because that activates your faith. That stirs up the gift you already have. You see, the Lord already loves you. He is not waiting to love you. You don't have to earn that love. In fact, you can't earn that love. I'm fond of saying there's nothing you could do that would make the Lord love you less, and there's nothing you could do that could make the Lord love you more. See, his love is just full on, inferno of fiery love for you all the time. You choosing to come tonight, taking personal initiative, being responsible, stirs up that gift. And that's good. And that's good. So you will receive a gift tonight because the Lord has brought you here and you have said yes to that gift and he has something for you for sure tonight. But friends, this isn't just about us, is it? It's not just about us. We're not here just for ourselves. The Christian life isn't about ourselves. The Christian life is about the Lord and about the mission that every heart might be inflamed with the fire of the Lord's love. And so, while we make personal choices to stir up the flame, we also have to make choices that make that gift more than just personal to us, more than just a private gift, but rather something that we want to share with others. And so that's important for us to do. We can't sit back. We have to let the Lord move us. Complacency kills. Complacency kills in the spiritual life. Last week, we had the first reading, woe to the complacent in Zion. Woe to us if we get complacent, because the flame of the Lord's love cannot exist in complacent and comfortable hearts. St. Paul goes on. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. We did not receive a spirit of cowardice. By the way, that word, its Latin root, means tail. It's where we get the phrase to turn tail and run. We did not receive that spirit. We did not receive a spirit of cowardice. We received a spirit of power and love and self-control. Self-control like discipline. To be strong in the faith. To let the power of Jesus Christ, that power that changed the world and changes the world to this day, to let that power reside in us. But then more than just reside in us, to let that power flow through us. Because hearts need Jesus. People need the Lord. They need his love. Without him, what do we have? We have anxiety. We have awful hopelessness and purposelessness. And it's rife in the culture. And then people, when they're hopeless and they have no purpose, do awful things, often to others. And so we need to return. We need to be reminded of the gift of the Lord's love. Because that love, the human heart needs it. It's the fuel that fires the human heart. And apart from that, death and destruction, interiorly and exteriorly. We have the gift. We did not receive a spirit of cowardice. In fact, St. Paul, in another letter in Romans, says it this way: for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry out, Abba, that is, Father. You see, we didn't receive a spirit of slavery. We didn't receive a spirit of cowardice. We received a spirit that makes us sons and daughters. We received a spirit that makes us bold and strong. We are not slaves. We are not cowards. We are sons and daughters of a loving Father. And we are bold in that witness. But friends, that witness needs to be shared. And so St. Paul goes on and he says, so do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord. Do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord. Think in a court of law. Who gives testimony? Who is it? The witness. What does a witness do? The witness simply tells what she has seen. This is what I saw. We are called to give witness. I have a friend who's a police officer. He works as a detective. And he says how frustrating it is when a witness at the last moment will back away and refuse to share what has been seen, how the whole case falls apart if the witnesses don't say what they've seen. Well, friends, the whole church falls apart if the witnesses, you and me, don't share what we have experienced in Jesus Christ. We can't keep this to ourselves. It doesn't work that way. And friends, it doesn't work in your heart that way. St. Peter Chrysologus, another saint, he said, you will not be allowed to keep what you are unwilling to share with others. You will not be allowed to keep what you are unwilling to share with others. That makes so much sense in the faith life. If you try to keep this faith just for yourself, if it's just your private thing so you feel good, you will not be allowed to keep that feeling. Because this whole thing is meant to be shared. If you want your faith to increase, like the gospel, you have to share it. You have to put it at risk. You have to put it out there. And friends, what a great thing to pray for this week. Pray for opportunities to share your faith, to give witness to what the Lord has done in your life. Could be at work. Could be in the classroom, could be in the dorms, could be in the cafeteria, could be on the phone with your family. Put your faith to work. Put your faith at risk. Do not keep it for yourself. Will it be easy? No. Straight up, no. St. Paul is right in line with Jesus, who says, no, this will not be easy. But friends, what good thing ever is only easy? What lasting thing, what thing that matters is easy? Nothing. No relationship in your life is always easy and only easy. Nothing you can do with your life, with your mind, with your talents is easy all the time. And so giving witness to the Lord is not always easy. And so St. Paul, again, speaking to a young St. Timothy, says, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Bear your share of hardship. It's not an easy walk. It won't be. It's not an easy world we live in. We don't live according to the values that are dominating the culture. Jesus shows us a different way, and it's good to go that different way. There's too much ease in certain values that just take us one direction and one direction only. It's good to move against it. It's good to swim against it. It's good to resist that, because in the resistance, we get stronger. And then we shine a different light. We shine a light that is different than what the culture can provide. And it's necessary because this culture can't provide what satisfies the human heart. But the Lord can. And we have that gift. We have His love to share. And so we need to share our testimony. We need to bear our share of hardship for the sake of the gospel. And yet, friends, we don't do that alone. And that's the last phrase of this great reading. Bear your share of hardship with the strength that comes from God. That's where strength is. It's not up to you and you alone. It's the Lord and you working together to be about the mission. St. Paul will say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's our life. That's our strength. Our strength does not come from us, but it comes from Jesus Christ, who gives Himself to us in the Eucharist, who gives Himself to us every time we pray, who is right with us every time we call upon Him to give us the fire of His love. So friends, may that fire of the Lord's love burn bright in you. There's nothing this world needs more than hearts that are aflame with love. There's nothing this country needs more than a college where the fire of the Lord's love is burning brightly in a beautiful way that draws people, not just to look, but draws people to get in the fire, to catch it themselves, and then share it with others. If we are who we are called to be, this campus will be set ablaze. If we are who we are called to be, this state will be set ablaze. If we are who we are called to be, our world will be set ablaze. Our church will be set ablaze. May we settle for nothing less than that. Ite inflammate omnia. Go set it all on fire.